This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day because it's the day after an election. And does anybody miss the elections still going on? I think we had quite enough of the election of 2020. But it turned out there were all kinds of unexpected good results. It may be that one of the most promising young Republicans ever, his name is John James, may have been a surprise, stunning victor in the state of Michigan, winning a Senate race and helping Republicans maintain their Senate majority. This is a terrific development. And we'll get to the presidential race. Not entirely settled yet, but heading in that direction. Politico had a headline, and I'll share you what they wrote with you, what they wrote. The headline in Politico, which does not lean to the right, if anything, it leans to the left, was the GOP's stunningly good night. And they're talking here about basically what the GOP did to hold the Senate majority and to generate surprise victories in the House. Everyone was expecting, me included, that the Democrats would end up gaining some House seats. They didn't. The Republicans did. At least five. And then the New Yorker ran this headline, "A Disastrous Election Night for the Democrats." That from New Yorker. What's fascinating about this is that very, very important developments, and one of which I need to mention to you right away, because it's gotten almost no national attention. Why? Because it really does reflect that even in the most liberal corners of the country, conservative ideas are still embraced by a majority of people. There were two initiatives in California that I cared about, even though California is in my personal rearview mirror. I am glad that we left California. Sorry for any listeners out in the Golden State. But California voters did a couple of good things. And this is something you don't hear about much in the Golden State. They had a proposition which we'd spoken about. The proposition was Proposition 16, which was intended to strike down a ban on preferential treatment based on race. And basically what was bothering people was Asian Americans in particular, who were a significant part of the state of California in terms of population, had really developed a fairly dominant position, overrepresented at a lot of California universities. So what? I mean, they are obviously, anybody think that all those super brilliant Chinese and Korean and Japanese Americans and Indian Americans who are studying computers that they don't deserve to be there at University of California at Berkeley or at UCLA? Of course they do. Of course they do. We'll be speaking later to Lanhee Chen about this issue. He lives in California, but the attempt to get rid of a ban on coding people by race, giving them special advantages based upon being part of special favored races, that went down. It went down in flames. And this is in California. That's right. They were planning to restore what is called affirmative action. That lost 56-44. And then they had another one. Now, it's not fully settled yet. They are saying it takes them a while to count votes, but that was Proposition 15 on the ballot in California. That was an attempt to raise taxes without limit, basically, on landlords, on people who owned and built rental housing. And right now, they have restrictions, particularly on people who've owned buildings for a long, long time, about how much you can raise rent. That's there in many cities. But they have restrictions on how much you can raise property taxes. It's based on Proposition 13 from 1979, which was part of the harbinger of the Reagan Revolution. In any event, they were trying to open it up so that they could slap those greedy landlords, some of whom owned little mom-and-pop four-unit buildings, that could slap them with greatly increased taxes. That apparently also went down. Yes, that's right, in California. And it went down 52-48. And that's very good news. The latest in the presidential race, the state of Wisconsin has just carried for Joe Biden. It's been awarded by Fox News and by the Associated Press and by everybody else. Actually, Biden's margin winning Wisconsin over President Trump is almost exactly the same as the margin Trump had last time winning it over Hillary Clinton. And this time, it took them a while to get there. They have counted all the votes in Wisconsin except 390 votes from one village. But that's not enough to interfere with the 20,000 vote margin for Joe Biden. It brings Biden considerably closer to the 270 electoral votes he would need to be president-elect. There is some crazy speculation, which I will get to, about a complicated, it's like the equivalent in baseball of a six-player or six-team swap where you're swapping various jobs. But it's complicated, and it would help some of the people on the extreme left of the Democratic Party feel better after the gloom that should be surrounding them today. Even on CBS, right? Listen to Anthony Mason and John Dickerson, this is clip one, talking about what happened to a lot of the Democratic hopes when they actually got to the business of counting votes. Listen.
I mean, for the Democrats, John, it's not just the White House. They had hopes of taking the Senate. Those seem to be fading away. It's within reach, but barely. And the House, they were hoping to make gains, and that's evaporated as well, it looks like.
Right, exactly. At the end of the night, or the end of the day, or wherever we are at this hour, they did not do as well as they thought they were going to do across the board, really. I mean, unless they win the presidency. But if they win the presidency, it is in the narrowest of the narratives they had. I mean, when we talked to the Biden campaign, you know, they had this one exciting version of events where they win North Carolina, Georgia, the Midwest, and then they were even flirting with Texas. Well, that's not happening. So. Yeah. The Democrats, we'll have to see where it all finally comes. All of Anthony's briefing, but
there is a pathway. Yeah,
I mean, but it's certainly not as good an idea.
There is no doubt that regardless of what happens with the presidential race, and it is more likely than not that Joe Biden is going to win a slim but narrow victory and be the president-elect. But we'll see. The Trump campaign is announcing all kinds of lawsuits and legal actions. I know last night, for those of you who stayed up till the small hours of the morning and heard President Trump's speech, you heard him say, "I'm going to go to the Supreme Court tomorrow." I'm not sure what he meant. I'm not sure how you actually go to the Supreme Court. I mean, maybe he wants to go visit all those friendly justices, six of them, who were appointed by Republican presidents. But there's no way you say, "Hey, I want you guys on the Supreme Court to throw out this election." It doesn't work that way. What does work is a great night for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who has gained strength for the Republicans in the House. And by holding the Senate, by knocking out possibly two incumbent Democrats, the one incumbent Democrat, Doug Jones in Alabama, was expected. But the other knockoff of a Democratic incumbent was not expected. That's Gary Peters, who it appears has lost to John James. Coming up, a presidential candidate just conceded. Which one? We'll let you know. Coming right up, you can hear his concession yourself. Coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has a lot of fans out there, and in fact he has 60,000 Americans, 60,000, who voted for him. across 12 states where he appeared on the ballot. He actually got 10,000 votes in Tennessee. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but if you look at some of these margins between President Trump and Joe Biden, they're in that range. I believe that right now Joe Biden is leading by less than that, less than 10,000 votes in the state of Nevada. The other votes appear to be coming in, however, from Clark County, Las Vegas, and Washoe County, two traditional Democratic counties. We'll see. They've taken a break. They said they're not going to update any returns from Nevada until tomorrow. We'll see about that. Okay, but Kanye, despite his strong showing, getting 10,000 votes in Tennessee, that's pretty amazing. Tennessee carried for President Trump fairly easily anyway. Kanye made an announcement that I know broke hearts from all of his most devoted supporters. Listen. Oh, of the Kanye West concession. Yeah, well, there, that's kind of his concession. He has conceded. He said he does look forward to running again in 2024. And he certainly had one of the most elegant newspaper ads, which we covered. Politico's Jake Sherman was on with Morning Joe on MSNBC and Mika Brzezinski. And Mika Brzezinski asked him, what's your takeaway from the election? And listen to what he said, putting the presidential race to one side for a moment. This is Jake Sherman of Politico. Listen.
The Senate races and just how badly they performed and why.
Well, Democrats in Washington are waking up to an abject disaster, and there's no other way to explain this. Forget the White House for a second, if you can.
Okay, the White House has not been forgotten, but again, when you listen to some of the reporting in Politico, and this is by another byline in Politico, this is from Melanie Zanona, who writes for the Politico Huddle. She says, here's what we do know. Republicans perform far better than expected in the battles for the Senate and for the House. Congressional Republicans are over the moon right now, while depressed and angry Dems are having flashbacks to 2016. I'm going to get a glass of champagne, said Representative Sidney Axne, Democrat, Iowa, telling reporters as she ended a Zoom call last night. For Congress, the fun is only beginning. Both parties will hold their internal leadership elections in just a few weeks, while the government is set to shut down at the end of the year without a spending deal. Of course, now with Mitch McConnell continuing as a majority leader, and he'll continue a majority leader anyway, at least until January, the one thing that is holding up a complete declaration that Republicans are going to win this thing is the two races in Georgia. And the two races worked out fine. They're going to go to a runoff, it appears, in both races. And Republicans are very heavily favored to win in a runoff in the middle of January. If the Democrats can't win in Georgia, spending an unbelievable amount of money. And that's one of the interesting things about this election, is Republicans were outspent all over the block. I believe the figures on Lindsey Graham's race is he was outspent about 5-1. And he won in a landslide. It wasn't even that close in South Carolina for Lindsey Graham. They point out in Politico again, Senate Dems had a disappointing night. We don't quite know what the makeup of the Senate will look like next year due to high volume of mail-in ballots and the fact that at least one of Georgia's races will go to a runoff on January 5th. But Dems had a poor performance last night, to say the least. Despite an expanded battleground map and a massive cast advantage, Democrats so far have flipped only two seats, and that's where we still stand. The ones held by Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado, good guy, and Martha McSally of Arizona. Meanwhile, endangered GOP Senators Lindsey Graham, Joni Ernst, and Steve Daines of Montana all beat back challengers. The races that still need to be called, well, they list Maine. Maine's been called. Susan Collins has been reelected to her fifth term. She is going to be the longest serving U.S. female senator ever with her fifth term. And she's a very, very welcome victory for Senator Collins. Good for her. Michigan, John James is still ahead. He's ahead by about the same amount that Joe Biden is ahead in his state. So what does it show? A lot of ticket splitters, people who voted for Biden, but also voted for John James, the black Republican insurgent candidate who may have pulled off the surprise of the night. North Carolina, it looks like a comfortable margin emerging for Tom Tillis winning reelection. Alaska, Dan Sullivan, Alaska is only because it's so far away. Dan Sullivan appears to be winning handily. And then there's Georgia. And we'll see about the runoff races for Senator Perdue and for Senator Kelly Loeffler, who was unexpectedly strong. She wasn't even necessarily favored to finish second to clear the primary, but she did. And she does so with a lot of energy behind her. This is, again, for Republicans who are looking for a little bit of encouragement, there was no blue wave last night. You don't have to turn around and blink and say, if you're anyone on the right, well, I don't recognize this country anymore. As I mentioned, there were even some good outcomes in California. And what about Washington State? Well, it appears that our fine Republican Secretary of State, Kim Wyman, got reelected. It appears as if our state treasurer, who's a Republican, Dwayne Davidson, got reelected. And there's not a great deal of happy news in Washington State, except we have a Seattle city-wide races coming up where they are so massively incompetent that it may actually be able to make some progress. In terms of the House majority that the Democrats will maintain, their majority was cut, and it may end up being cut by 15. It's cut by at least 5. There are a lot of races that aren't settled yet. The Republicans everywhere ran much better than expected. So that Democrats could wind up with the slimmest House majority in 20 years. Okay, so what happens with this presidential race? And the lawsuits that are now being launched by the Trump team. We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedMed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign is filing a lawsuit in Michigan to stop counting votes, arguing that they have not been provided with meaningful access to numerous counting locations to observe the opening of ballots and the counting process as guaranteed by Michigan law. President Trump also asking for a recount in Wisconsin, where he's trailing Joe Biden by just over 20,000 votes in the presidential race. Votes are continuing to be counted in Georgia, where Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensberger tells reporters that includes 40 to 50,000 early votes.
The count full foresight, you know, even has 7,000 voters. So it's really, you know, it's something when you have such a large number of absentee voters and then you have some early votes, it's really multiple counties, and we're just knocking those down one at a time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, you know, I think that the Trump campaign has already announced a recount for the Wisconsin balloting. And Wisconsin, they've basically counted all their votes. They've gotten everything in that they have to consider because they do not have one of these add-ons about votes that may arrive after the fact. And in Wisconsin, it appears that Joe Biden has won by more than 20,000 votes, which is fascinating because that's almost exactly what Hillary Clinton won the state by, 22,748 votes. Oh, Hillary Clinton did not win the state. Donald Trump did. And that's what one of these states that gave him his victory in 2016. So, they also have not only announced that they are pursuing a recount in Wisconsin, don't get your hopes up. Recounts almost never change a result, and certainly not a result that is more than 20,000 votes. But they also have a statement on a new lawsuit that they have launched. Bill Stepien, the manager of the Trump campaign, who was there with the president last night with his speech in the East Room claiming victory, Bill Stepien said, as votes in Michigan continue to be counted, the presidential race in the state remains extremely tight, and as we always knew it would be. President Trump's campaign has not been provided with meaningful access to numerous counting locations to observe the opening of ballots in the counting process as guaranteed by Michigan law. We have filed suit today in the Michigan Court of Claims to halt counting until meaningful access has been granted. We also demand to review those ballots which were opened and counted while we did not have meaningful access. President Trump is committed to ensuring that all legal votes are counted in Michigan and everywhere else. Well, that's important. Yes, every legal vote should be counted, and that's very different from what the president was saying last night, where he seemed to want to stop the counting. And all of this is so very complicated legally, but it does seem to me that if it turns out that Joe Biden is declared the winner in enough states, seems very close, to actually get to that majority of 270 electoral votes, he will take the office of President of the United States on January 20th of next year. It's the way elections work, right? I was sent this message, and I want to share it because I thought it was smart. It's from a listener to the show, a 20-something active patriotic listener, who writes, "There are things that shouldn't have to be said, but somehow became controversial in 2020. All votes cast before the cutoff on November 3rd should be counted. Amen. The pandemic is real, and we should listen to the country's leading health experts in determining how to address it. The other side of the political spectrum isn't inherently evil, and this election will not and should not lead to a civil war." Yeah, well, thank God, despite all the hyped up fears of violence and destruction and pillaging and looting, my correspondent here did say that it should not lead to a civil war, and I don't think it will, and of course it always was a ridiculous idea. And then final point, violent rioting, civil disruption, including blocking freeways by anyone, and looting by anyone, should never be tolerated, and double, triple, quadruple, amen. That, by the way, was sent to me by my son, Daniel. And I'm very proud that we certainly see things in the same way as he expressed. Last night, Democrats were interesting and appropriate, it seems to me. James Carville, at one point, this is clip number 12, tried to reassure his fellow Democrats, and the Ragin' Cajun has actually been sort of a voice, I think, for moderation in his party. He tried to reassure the Democrats that despite their upset in the middle of the night when it looked like Biden was losing everything, was losing Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, still losing Pennsylvania, James Carville had this to say. Listen.
"Every Democrat just put the razor blades and the Ambien back in the medicine cabinet. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine."
Okay, that's good advice. And what he was talking about is that if one wanted to interpret this election and the message that was sent, it was a pretty good election for moderates. It's true that there was a, in a district that had no Democratic candidate, really, that a Republican advocate of the QAnon theory, Marjorie Taylor Greene, won a congressional seat in Georgia. Okay, don't let the fact that somebody who espouses nutty things got elected as a Republican take away from the fact that the Republicans just elected a record number of women and Latino Republicans. And if John James ends up winning his Senate race in Michigan, he'll join Tim Scott as yet another bold, effective African-American a Republican U.S. senator. Those are good things, and they are positive developments. And one of the other positive developments is that people on the extremes did not appear to be rewarded, not on either side. And Mitch McConnell, who I think is one of the finest majority leaders that any party has ever been able to put in the field, who's done a superb job for the Republican Party and for America. Mitch McConnell won a race that Democrats had dreamed would be competitive, and he won it in a crushing landslide. All of these, it seems to me, are very positive developments. And there's something else. Yesterday, I read a column by Bill McGurn, and I shared it with you. It was about why all the polls were going to be wrong with their predictions of a blue wave and this overwhelming Joe Biden and Democratic campaign that we were getting about how far ahead they were in everything. It didn't work out that way. And he quoted from a pollster named Matt Towery, who very confidently predicted that Trump would win and that Republicans would do better than expected. Okay, I don't think you can look at these numbers and say, well, Trump won, but he way outperformed his expectations. And it's now up to President Trump and his team, it seems to me, to use one of the most important aspects of the American electoral system. There's a professor over at Cambridge University who wrote about this rickety, crazy electoral college, and the electoral college meets and the legislature send the electors. He thinks that's a great system and that it works particularly well to avoid all kinds of disasters and splits and civil wars, and has worked for Americans very well. And you know what? It's working right now. I'll tell you what he has in mind and what he sees as absolutely essential and an aspect of the American electoral system, and one that I have confidence and hope that President Trump will use to the advantage of himself and the country. Tell you what we're talking about coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there's been a lot of fear and a lot of fear mongering, unfortunately, about what was going to happen with this election, how it would never be settled. It would lead to a coup by Democrats, or it would lead to the Democrats stealing an election. Or people thought that President Trump would simply refuse to leave and the Republicans would try to thwart the election process and there would be fighting in the streets and there would be disaster. And there's a professor who I've never met, but he just wrote a brilliant thing. He's a historian at Department of Politics at Cambridge University in the United Kingdom. And his name is Daniel Larson. And he wrote a piece entitled The U.S.'s Robust Electoral Machinery. And he makes this most brilliant point that most people don't think about. But I want to challenge you to think about it because it's absolutely crucial. Now, just listen to this. Ultimately, all democratic transitions are based on one side being willing to concede power to another. Without a concession at some stage, power must be allocated by force. Either the military must decide or there's a civil war. And that's exactly right. One side has to give in, say, okay, you won, I lost. And now let's figure out how we can work together to make the country better. That's basically the way it works in America. We've had some incredibly close elections. No election ever in American history closer or more maddening than that election of 2000 between George Bush and Al Gore. But after the Democrats ran out attempts to keep counting and recounting and talking about hanging chads, they finally, with a big nudge from the Supreme Court in the decision Bush v. Gore, conceded. They said, okay, this is it. You win. And what's so essential about that is that it's built into our system. Daniel Larson writes, there's a growing concern that the United States may be arriving at a moment where a concession is no longer achievable. But if this is the case, this is ultimately a problem with the state of American politics, not its legal machinery. To the extent that the electoral machinery matters, the American system, in many ways, is surprisingly robust. Its ordinary presidential systems, in ordinary presidential systems elsewhere, an election commission announces the outcome. Then the political spotlight shifts immediately to the defeated candidate, who must make the crucial decision. Will that candidate accept the result? It is a democracy's most defining and most perilous moment. By comparison, America's electoral machinery, for all its oddities and flaws, offers greater systematic safeguards. What elsewhere is a single decision by one individual is in the United States spread out over up to 2.5 months, set within a labyrinthine array of legal procedures, procedures that vest the power to concede in a vast number of actors across the constitutional system. And he's right, of course. The question of which slate of electors you're going to send to Washington, D.C., is going to be left up to state legislatures in various places. And as he makes the point, even if a hostile legislature, hostile to the apparent winner in a campaign, is in control, there will always be enough members of that majority to dodge party, rise above party, and go in that direction. And then there is the Congress that helps to certify the counting of the electoral votes. And the whole idea of electoral votes as an intermediary, this gives people lots and lots of chances to look at the situation and say either we won or we lost. Now, Hillary Clinton took a little bit of time to concede. And I think that the defeated candidate, whichever candidate turns up to be the defeated candidate, may take a little bit of time. It may not even be this week. But there will be a concession. And there will be a peaceful transition. Because there is a clear verdict in the election. And by the way, that clear verdict does seem to show an alignment this time between the very likely Electoral College winner and the winner of the popular vote. Joe Biden, almost every hour, is adding a little bit to his popular vote margin. He has a popular vote margin now that I believe already exceeds Hillary Clinton's popular vote margin last time. And this idea about the power to concede, that being the essence of a peaceful democratic system, where everything doesn't break down into street fighting and civil war and coups and counter-coups and military takeovers, all of that is nightmare stuff. And there is no reason to assume that's going to be the fate of the United States. Coming up, the Biden campaign has announced that Vice President Biden is going to make some kind of statement at some point today. And last night, he made a very simple, very brief, very direct statement. This would be clip number 5, Jeremy. And he did that before President Trump came out with his controversial speech later. Here's what Vice President Biden said.
But who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. Yeah. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are.
Okay, Vice President Biden stood up there, and then the cars honked in the parking lot, and he spoke for a few minutes, and then he stepped down. We will see what he has to say today. What's changed since he was up there last night And what has happened today is he's won the state of Wisconsin. And pending a recount, which the Trump team has a right to demand, Wisconsin, with its 10 electoral votes, will stay with him. He also is building on his lead in Michigan, and it's extremely likely that Joe Biden will carry Michigan. So that's a combination right there of a total of 26 electoral votes. And if he proceeds to hold Nevada, which is very close, where they have a delay in the counting right now, to hold Nevada and to win that state with its 6 electoral votes, and he goes on to win Arizona, a state that's already been called by Fox News and by the Associated Press and most other news journals. He's winning in Arizona by a fairly substantial amount. Well, then that right there, regardless of what happens in Pennsylvania, gives him 271 electoral votes. He's over the margin by one. And that one because he apparently also won the second district of Nebraska, which is Nebraska being the other state with Maine, where the second district of Maine, Trump is ahead, but that hasn't been called yet either. Nebraska has been called for Biden, that one congressional district. So look, 271 electoral votes against 168 or 167 is not a crushing margin. 267, excuse me. But it's a margin. And it's the way we do things in a republic. The president spoke last night. We don't know if he's going to be speaking today or when he's going to be speaking again. The speech last night was controversial. And it turns out, on the Hill is reporting, Trump has now won the single electoral college vote from Maine's 2nd Congressional District, according to Associated Press projections released this afternoon. The AP reported Wednesday Biden had won the Maine's statewide popular vote, as well as the 1st Congressional District, giving the former vice president 3 electoral votes in the state. So Maine, with its 4 electoral votes, 3 go to Joe Biden for carrying the state, 1 goes to President Trump for carrying that 2nd Congressional District. And we soldier on, getting closer to a final decision in this greatest nation on God.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.